Okay, something else I wanted to cover real quick is product launch math. And this is basically how much money can you actually stand to make from one of these launches? And the thing I want to stress before we get into the actual math is remember that the dollars you make from the launch in the long run are going to be insignificant compared to the momentum you build and the list you build, the list of prospects and the list of clients. That in the long run, it will just, I mean, even if you make $1 million with your launch, in the long run, that $1 million will pale in comparison to the other benefits you get from the launch, which includes the momentum, the positioning, and the list you build and the clients you get. Okay, that being said, generally these launches are pretty darn lucrative. So this is how the math sort of works out. And it really depends on your launch and, you know, how your launch is structured. So these vary quite a bit. So I've laid out four different types of launches. The internal launch, where your costs are really just your merchant fees, your hosting fees, and the your fees for you delivering your product. If it's a digital product, and, you know, say you're going to, like, let's go back to my 6 figures in 7 days. That was for an internal launch of a trading product that I put together. It was a digitally delivered product where I was going to send people a newsletter, or not a newsletter, but an email trading advisory type of thing every day for a year, every trading day. So I was going to send them 252 emails. It was 252 trading days in a year. The email hosting for that was, you know, I think insignificant. It was measured in, you know, it was probably, you know, I don't know, $20 or $30 it cost me for the entire year because I already had other lists and yada yada. It cost me nothing. Did $106,000 in sales. My hosting fees were nothing. You know, I had a $17 a month website, and I was able to, since it was an internal launch and we didn't have a huge amount of traffic, I just hosted it right on my normal website. So there was no incremental costs for that launch. Actually, there's no incremental costs for delivery because I already had the email host, and no incremental costs for the hosting. So there was no hosting fees. My only fees were merchant fees, which ran between 2.5% and 3%. So of that $106,000, I kept nearly the entire piece. You know, I paid my 2.5% to 3% in merchant fees. So let's say tops, I paid $4,000, probably $3,000 to $4,000 in fees. So I kept $102,000 to $103,000 of the $106,000. So typically, with an internal launch, especially for a digital product, your profit can be as high as 96%. Even if it is a physical product you're shipping out, your profit can be very, very high in an internal launch. It could be just, you know, this 96% is just amazing. Okay, now for a JV launch, they tend to be a lot bigger. You tend to do, you know, much, much larger numbers, but your profit margin goes way down. So you still have your merchant fees, that 2.5% to 3%, your hosting fees, your delivery fees. Now, your hosting fees might go up quite a bit because if you're having a great big JV launch and you're having tons and tons of traffic, you might need to get a dedicated server or a beefier server. So your hosting fees could go up quite a bit. You could also potentially have fees for serving tons and tons of content. You know, if you're serving lots and lots of video and you're having tons of traffic, that can get more expensive. That can run into thousands of dollars for the video hosting. I've been using Amazon Web Services, otherwise known as S3. That's the letter S and 3, the number 3. So, but if you just do a search for Amazon Web Services, they have a very reasonable priced video hosting, so you can actually put your video files there and serve your video files off of Amazon instead of off of your website. If you do a great big JV launch, you might actually have to staff up. You might have to add customer support. You might have to add, you know, tech help. You might need to hire a JV manager. So your cost for your staff, you could have increased staffing costs depending on how big your JV launch is. Now, if you're just bringing in one or two partners and, you know, you're teaching how to play guitar and you brought in a couple partners, you know, then your hosting fees aren't going to go through the roof. Your staff fees aren't going to go through the roof. But these are things that can add up with really big-time launches. With some of the huge internet marketing launches, people are having to add significant staff. And, of course, you will have to pay commissions. You know, with a lot of digital products these days, we're paying a 50% commission. Sometimes it's lower. Sometimes it's 30 or 35%. It all depends what's happening in your market and what the norms are in your market. But you might have to pay 50% or 40% or 30% in commissions. If you have a joint venture contest, like a prize contest among partners, you're going to have to buy the prizes. And that could, you know, you could spend anywhere from a few thousand up to a whole bunch. I mean, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, depending on what you're going to give away. That math is pretty easy for you to do. Just look at what you want to give away. Go to Amazon, see what the stuff costs, and you know what you're spending. You might have fees to pay for technical help, and I guess that would really come under your staffing, but you might have additional, you know, need additional tech help. So in a typical huge internet marketing joint venture launch, it can be, you know, your margin can plummet all the way down from that 96% in the internal launch down to 35 or 40%. Now, I mean, you know, you really give up a lot of margin, but if you're ready for it, you really pull off a JV launch, it could be 20 or 30 times bigger than your internal launch. Remember my formula of liking to do an internal launch first. And you get, what you do is you get a nice pop of money there and you figure stuff out. Then you come back for the JV launch. And even though the margins are much, much lower, the, you know, the payout, the end game is generally a lot higher. Plus you're doing a big, you generally do a big list build during the JV launch. So you end up with a big list. So that's very, very valuable. Now, if you're paying out smaller commissions up here, if you're paying 30% commissions, this number instead of 50% commissions, this number might rise up into the 50 or 60% range. So it really depends on what kind of commissions you're paying out. But the bottom line is generally you have a much lower margin, but you can make up with that on volume. Now, if you're doing an affiliate launch like I just showed you, then where you're selling someone else's thing, then you really your only costs are for your bonus creation, your delivery. You don't have the merchant fees, you don't have technical fees, you don't have hosting fees in general because you're pushing most of your traffic. You know, you're running your traffic through your site, in a, you know, but generally you're pushing all the traffic to you, to the site with the affiliate product. So you have very, very low cost. So, you know, depending on what kind of bonus you've put together and how you're going to deliver that bonus, you know, this all comes down to the commission. So if it's a product that pays 50% commissions, you know, and you have a digitally delivered product, I mean, then you can have a 50%, you could make 50% of the sales. I mean, that could be your profit margin. So affiliate launches can be very lucrative. In fact, I mean, there's some affiliate products that pay 70 or 75% commission. So when you don't have any merchant costs, you don't have any customer service costs, you don't have any hosting costs, you don't have any tech costs, maybe you put together a bonus, maybe it's a digital bonus, all of a sudden you're making a 75% commission, and in other words, your profit margin could be 75%. So that's why these affiliate launches can really make you a ton of money. Now, with the e-commerce launch, this is all over the board because basically you have the cost for your bonus creation and bonus delivery. Now, the real key factor is what is your product cost? What's your margin on your product? And, you know, that completely, I mean, that is the number one influencing factor on what your margin is going to be. So, you know, if you're selling something and your margin for the physical good is 50%, then, you know, you could have nearly a 50% based on, you know, 50% margin based on a product launch. But it really depends. If you have a margin of 10%, then your margin down here is going to be really small. So it's really impossible to do the math for an e-commerce launch because it's completely dependent on what your product cost is. So that's a little bit of about the product launch math. The key thing to remember is especially for the internal, the JV, or the e-commerce launch, what you're going to get out of momentum and what you're going to get out of a list build and positioning, top of mind awareness, that is worth almost always is worth way more than what the launch is. So even though you have these dollars in your eyes thinking of these huge numbers you can do, and the huge numbers are great, trust me on this, that is just the beginning of the payoff for your launch.